Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 39, for sometime late in May. I am your host, Fraser. I am joined on my left. I'm joined on my left by Neil.
Hello.
And I am joined on my right by Dave.
Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Oh, thank God it's Friday.
How do you know it's Friday these days?
I had to look. Yeah, it was the it was the message saying, "Oh, we're up for the podcast." It's like, "Oh God, is it that day again?" Okay, right. I better get some beers. I wasn't even ready. I didn't even buy any beers like in preparation, so I had to go out specifically for podcast beers.
I admire your commitment.
Yeah, was that easy going? How is that going for you now? Going to get your beers?
Oh, it was a bit of a slog getting out of the house, but once I was out, I was happy.
It's a slog getting out of your house?
Or even getting up in the morning.
Yeah, right, okay.
Are you actually still getting up in the morning then?
No, we are still getting up in the morning, yeah. Normal time. Well, no, not really normal time. About 8 o'clock now.
Does that feel more like reasonable time to get up rather than like whatever time you used to get up?
I used to get up at about 7:07.
Oh, so it's not much earlier. <much later. laughs>
It's not much later, but it still does feel like a bit of a lay-in. So,
yeah. Do you have to set your alarm to get up
yes.
at 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a day that we didn't, like, no alarms were set, and then we all woke up at about 10:30.
Oh, man, like, how did you do that?
Well, the night before that, the morning before that, I'd accidentally stayed up until about 5 o'clock in the morning playing Stellaris.
Oh. Well, okay, that's an all-nighter, right? Yeah.
It was quite easy for me, but, yeah, the girls would just sleep. They would, like, unless I got up, I think they'd either just stay asleep or they'll like open their eyes, go, "Oh God, it's morning," and then just put the cover back over their head and just stay in bed until as long as possible.
It's not bad going. I can't do that. I wake up just at the crack of dawn. I haven't used an alarm clock for as long as I can remember. I just always wake up when I need to wake up.
Oh God, you're an old man, Fraser.
Do you get up like desperate for the toilet or something?
No. I usually wake up. Probably I wake up about 5:30, 6 o'clock, sometime around then. And I don't usually get out of bed until 6:30. So as long as I wake up before 6:30, it's all good. So, and I normally do.
If ever I want to wake up really early, I drink loads and loads of water the night before.
Yeah. Oh, so that's too risky.
Yeah.
Really?
Too risky.
Would you do that to yourself?
I'll do that, yeah, yeah. If I need to wake up, like, if I'm getting up specifically early.
With
like,
an alarm clock. Something,
I would put an alarm clock on, but I'd also make sure I'm bursting to the gills with water.
Why?
So that when my alarm clock...
Do you not just register the alarm and just go, I need to get up, right? I don't... Tell you, I find that baffling. Like, the alarm clock is the indication that you need to get up, right? Or do you just ignore it? Are you in such a state in the mornings that you just ignore it?
I
and you need your bladder as backup.
I could get up, turn my alarm clock off, go, "Oh, just rest my eyes for a second," and then fall straight back to sleep.
Yeah, for about 3 hours.
Yeah. So, that's happened so many times for me. I'm a night person. I'm not a morning person.
Oh, okay. And
that's happened so many times that the only way I know that I can get up and stay up is that I get out of bed if I go into the toilet. Yeah.
Well, like here, I'm going
we
to say that...
If we moved to Canada or New York, Dave, we'd probably just stick on the same timeline. That
we're yeah. Right now.
Like, yeah, yeah, actually, I mean, really, it's very good for me. I mean, that's what some people may not realize is that we've played to get games together regularly now for close to probably 3 years.
Cool.
And it's perfect for me. You guys like to stay up late. I like to go to bed early. There's a 5-hour time difference, and it just is a beaut, right? I mean, by the time you guys are ready to go to bed, so I get to go to bed early.
Yeah. Yeah. My time goes to bed about 1 o'clock. Yeah. Yeah, he was like, hey, there are here.
There are quite a few times when you guys have, when I've been like, I need to go, guys. I got to go to bed. You guys are still going. Sean is amazing. I don't know if that guy even sleeps.
I'm not sure what time Sean is on at the moment. He's on Universal time.
No, it was only because of Sean that I realized it was 4 o'clock because he messaged me on Steam going, you got work in the morning. Like I just looked at the time, I was like, oh shit, no, but I shouldn't really be up now, so I'm going to go.
I think the only game I've done that on my soap, on a solo is Football Manager, and back in the days, used to be up there. Just one more game, and then
yeah.
Now it's properly daylight, and I haven't even gone to bed.
Good week.
All right.
Yeah. All things considered, I think we're about to get hit with a shock to the system on the old coronavirus. I think everyone's getting all lazy now. We're going to shock to the system coming up.
Second peak.
Again. Yeah, man, it's coming. Everyone's got all relaxed, and yeah, it's going to be fine. Mm. Yeah, we'll relax this. We even had, you know, something. Oh, the Home Depot's open. Well, you know, if Home Depot's open, maybe we should open this. You know, the parks. They're going. I think we're going to get fucked. I don't care what anyone says.
I don't care what anyone says. Apparently, next week.
That's the
end of civilization as we know it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just see some people clambering for it to get back to normality. There ain't no normality coming back.
We did
quite busy apparently this week, last week.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, we've been to home base. We got some soil and a few plants. But they were squirting us with hand sanitizer as we were going in.
Probably wearing masks, I hope.
When you go in.
So what was that phrase?
Were you wearing masks when you go in?
No, okay. I've got a thing that.
Have you been to home base? It's only about 5 people in there when it's busy.
Yeah. The masks, unless you're wearing the proper protective N95 masks, and if you're using them correctly, i.e., you're not touching your face, fiddling with it, pulling it down over your nose because you can't breathe properly, there's no point. I don't use masks. And whenever my wife or daughter have tried to use masks, they're always fiddling with it. I've just said, just take them off because you're touching your face more. Now you've got those masks on. So, no, we don't. Oh, and we get delivery drivers and seeing people walking around when we go on our you know, daily walks. They have them, like, over their mouth, but they have the nose, like, uncovered. And it's... Okay. It's completely different, and it's just like, just don't, and like, you're not going to be touching your face, and you know, I also think people have become a bit complacent when they think they've got a mask on, so they don't mind walking a bit closer to you and stuff.
Yeah, so, I agree with that. Yeah.
So
the people who come closest to me in Tesco's are the ones wearing their masks. They're just like, I don't give a fuck. I've got a mask on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You're a fucking twat. How about you fuck off?
So I have been known to have a bit of a cough as people walk past if they come a bit close to me.
I'm going to sigh heavily when people walk too close to me and see how they feel. Appreciate feeling my breath all over them.
It's a bit of a Pandora's box, this conversation to bring up. I mean, it probably should be put into the same category as politics and religion. In that, I don't know whether we should, but
so it's
the world we live in now, isn't it? Though.
I just, you know.
Is it? It's all a hoax, Neil.
No, it is definitely no. It's definitely not a hoax because I know of people I know of have passed away. So not people I know personally, but someone I know's wife passed away. Mm. She was, you know.
Yeah, I heard a story this week.
Underlying health symptoms and all that. But...
Yeah, I spoke to a guy this week, and he said. And he said he knew this guy, and he was a delivery driver, and he was one of those old school. He's 70, and he was just like, "Oh, it's fine. I'm not going to get it, but fine." Anyway, he got it, and got it put into hospital on the Wednesday, dead by the Tuesday. And that's just like straight some guy, guy who I know, somebody he knows, right? So, yeah it's, I don't know, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, and this was a guy who was like, I'll be fine. Oh, you know, it's all bullshit. It's all going to be okay. Mm, it doesn't look like it worked out that well for you. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know, man.
It's sad. And, you know, it's,
yeah. I think the reason I raise it a little bit is it's really been on my mind the last couple of days. That's all I'm going to say, right? You know what? I just feel like there's a resurgence. There's been a relaxation of in people's attitudes towards it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's going to be a massive blowback for it.
Yeah, so anyway, we've had really nice weather and people out in the parks and kids playing on the equipment and stuff. And it's just like, oh, come on.
It's hard. It's hard. I get it. Yeah, anyway, that's my two cents. I think, whatever.
So apart from that, baking bread. I've been baking bread this week.
Oh, more bread stories. I've been
baking so much bread.
You got to get through that fucking flour, Dave.
I've probably done about, so what did I get, 16? Was it 14 or 16?
16.
I've used 6 because I've made 12 loaves of bread.
12 pounds of flour you've used already. Damn, son. You opened a bakery on the sly.
Yeah. Dave's fucking going to be putting on a few pounds, I reckon.
Maybe we should call him Greg from now on.
I tell you what, the ducks in the local pond just don't want to see me anymore. They're fed up. Like,
they've all fucking put on about half a stone.
No, it's been going really well actually. I've only had one or two failed. Well, I've overbaked them, and not only was it a crusty crust, but it was like near on black. It was pretty much. It was a good like half a centimeter of crust on it. It was like
nice.
But no, on that one, I actually just scooped out the inside, and then just used it for dunking in soup. But yeah.
That's good. I made scones on Saturday last week.
No.
Scones. Do you guys say scones?
No, I don't know. It varies generally. Scones. When I get really shit faced, that'll be the true way of me saying it.
Okay. Yeah, they were easy to do. Really easy to do. It came out nice and it made a nice change for breakfast. So that was pretty cool.
Did you use a cutter to get the proper shape with the?
No.
Mine are
artisanal, Dave. Artisanal scones I made.
Did you get the size of like a loaf of bread and another one the size of like...
There was definitely, it wouldn't have passed corporate consistency standards, but they were still good.
Did you have raisins in them?
God, no. Oh my God. God. Really? No.
What, do you not like raisins?
I like raisins. There's a place for raisins. Unfortunately, here's a thread. My mum is mid 80s, so she's pretty much a war baby, right? So she was born just before the Second World War. And my dad is of a similar age. So they grew up in a time, like my dad will recount the absolute wonderment of seeing his first banana. Right, that's what we're talking about here, right?
No.
And they sort of come from that generation of Englishness where certain things are exotic. And the problem is, I was born in the New World, right? I was born in Canada in the 70s, like when, you know what, like I grew up on hamburgers and chocolate chips and cake and good stuff, right?
Right.
Listening to disco and Saturday Night Fever was in the charts and all that sort of stuff, right? And then, but I had a mother who was English who just, here's the thing, and it's a running joke with my family. Like my mum would bake a chocolate cake, right? I love it. Love chocolate cake. It's my favorite cake. Chocolate cake, chocolate icing. But then what my mum would do was she would just smear like jam throughout the middle of it, right? There would be a layer of jam in the middle of it. Right? Now some people, and you guys, maybe you would because you're British, right? I don't know, right?
Not with chocolate cake.
No, to me, it was just... But that's it. See, my parents...
Unless it was black cherry jam.
Oh God, no. Like, it's just, it's a throwback to that thing where, like, that's a luxury, right? Jam is a luxury. I didn't grow up like that. To me, jam is not a luxury, right? Jam is just something you get from the supermarket, right? Raisins to me and sultanas
not something
and things like
you
that.
Made yourself.
No, like, you're not. And my mum would enhance the curry that she made by putting raisins in it.
Jam,
like,
in it?
I'm just like, what? Right? This isn't the Raj.
No, raisins,
like, raisins were
wrong.
Imported, yeah. And they cost like £100 per kilo, right? No, the raisins to me, like, they're sun made. They come in a little box and they're just what you give kids for school lunches. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't even know really what the point I'm trying to make is. Maybe it's just coming off like I'm a spoiled shit. I don't know, right? And should be grateful. But I just, no, raisins not going to happen. Not in my scones. I don't know, right? I'd eat them. Actually, the more I think about it, they'd probably be all right. But then, like, my kids would be like, raisins in scones. Like, I've grown, perhaps I've grown up and be like, yeah, okay. Maybe that's the whole key to this, is that I was a late developer and I wasn't breastfed enough. I don't know, right?
The next question nights, about scones is, did you put cream and jam?
That's the irony. I end up putting jam on my scones just when I eat them. So I don't know.
Just to make them a bit more fancy.
Because funnily enough, in this pandemic, jam has turned out to be quite a luxury. Oh, God.
Did you get clotted cream then? Because that sounds quite luxurious.
I don't think we can get clotted cream here. Maybe we can, but it might be under
there. Clotted cream anyway?
What?
I think it's just like... extra double, it's like sugared double cream. I think.
It's like cream that's virtually gone off. Somehow. Yeah.
It's just cream that's on the verge of being butter, isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
Oh man, it's great. I love cream. Yeah.
Pure filth.
Yeah, good filth though. Yeah, so anyway, we didn't have snow this week, and we've run into hot weather now.
It's nice. It's nearly June. I hope you're not getting snow.
We had snow last week.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
I turned my air conditioning on. It's working. That's good.
So when you say you had hot weather, what's that in, like, real world terms?
In real world terms, today it was definitely t-shirt weather outside. But it's 23 outside right now.
Okay, wow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's Fahrenheit.
No.
23 out there now. Tomorrow, Monday, it's going to be 28.
Nice. Wow. That turns very
hotter
than
we had the other day when it was well hot.
I know.
And we have good weather here, man.
Yeah.
We have weather.
Yeah, it was snowing last week and it's going to be 28.
That's weather. That's real weather. Not the sorry excuse the British have is like miserable grey. Maybe it might be winter.
I'll tell you what, we've had a glorious week. Yeah, like on Wednesday.
It was a bit cloudy this morning for a few hours, you know.
But yeah, we had 28, 29. I think I hit 30 when I was getting out on my bike.
That's not too shabby. That is hot.
It was proper nice.
Ooh, yeah, you want to get your air conditioning on at that temperature.
We just had ice drinks. Air conditioning. We only get it a few days a year.
We open the windows and hope for a breeze.
Yeah.
Anything else? Let's go into the, or are we going to the emails and the tweets?
Are we doing like stuff we've done in the last week, like sort of.
I don't know.
I've done the Corona cut this last week.
Oh, go on.
Cut our own hair. Cut my boy's hair. Did him a number 8 all over. He wasn't happy.
I was going to say that just a clipper, like
a number 8. Yeah, number 8. Yeah, you just got to go. You got to go lower or go home. Right?
No, I'm not going number 2. That's for sure.
I went number 2 this week.
Did you really?
Yeah,
I went number. What did I do? I think I went number six.
Six? Come on!
I can actually do something with my hair when I've got.
You mean
six.
What do you want to do with it?
What I did was I let my wife. She was like, "Can I do it? Can I do it?" I was like, "Right, fine, you do it." And it was taking ages. And I was like, "Give it here." Fucking woofed it all off quick. I was like, "Right, now you can just tidy it up."
tidy it up.
She was doing like the back of my neck and all, like, getting all the shitty wispy crap off my neck and all that. And she goes, and when she's doing it, she goes, "Oh." I was like, "What do you mean, oh?" Oh, I think I've taken a bit too much. I was like, don't keep fucking taking too much off, because I'll have nothing left all the way up the back of my head. But it's all right. It's worked out okay. And I just then went a bit short around my ears and everything. Fuck, I've done all that myself.
Yeah. I said to my missus to do my hair, and she wouldn't even get the clippers on it, because she was so worried it she'd take off too much. So she did it all be hand.
All right. What, scissors?
Scissors job. She's doing quite a good job, actually. But it doesn't feel like she's doing
an earshot.
Like... no. No, she's done all right. But yeah, it doesn't feel like you know, when you come out the barbers and you've just had it done, and it's nice and short, and you can on the back
feel the breeze.
Yeah, not quite that. So it's still a bit. I would have liked it a bit shorter, but to be honest, she did it, so I'm not going to complain. But she really did not want me to do a number one or two all over.
No. I'm done with it now, man. I cry. Oh my god. I'm done now. I'm just like, I went outside the other day, just number two all over, just tidied up two once a week, two. I'm sold. And what was funny this week was I was out the back of the warehouse and I was moving around on the forklift, taking some stuff in and out. And this guy waves, there's an auto place next on the other side of the fence behind us. And this guy starts waving at me and I sort of wave at him. Didn't really realize who it was. And as I got closer, I said, oh, hey, it was one of the barbers who cuts my hair, who I used to always go. And I was in a chat with him, very nice guy. And he was saying, yeah, it's pretty tough, right? You know, I don't know when I'm going to be going back to work or whatever like that. And I was like, look, you know what? I mean, I'm even having to do this myself. And he was like, oh, it looks all right. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. Thanks. You know, I didn't have the heart to tell him that I may never go back to him again. Like, I'm just, it's great. Every time I cut my hair, it's like, oh, there's another $25 saved.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
So what are they doing with people like barbers over there? Like, as in
what do they do? They're rounding them up, putting them in camps.
No, he's just like having to fend for himself kind of thing. Like
shipping them off to Australia.
Scavenging around bins and stuff like that to feed his family.
The government pays everyone, right? There's all like, everyone here gets money because being out of work, right? So there's stimulus checks for everyone. I think it's $2,000 a month or something. So,
well, that's like enough to buy a few loaves of bread, I suppose, isn't it, over there?
I think, yeah. Well, hopefully they're baking their own, right? Bake your own fucking bread.
Yeah. You can do it. Scones.
I think I've
maybe even bought some fucking raisins.
Yeah. We've paid for our bag of bread a number of times over, for sure. Yeah.
Not taking into account the oven time or my actual time either, but you know.
Yeah. No, we're looking after people here. You know, as far as I can work out, most people are getting decent stimulus checks. And in fact, they've shot themselves in the foot a little bit, because what I understand is they're now, some of the employers are saying, well, hang on a second, I've got nothing to entice these people back because I don't pay them enough that they don't want to come back. Right. So, well, that's your problem. So.
Yeah. We get paid a percentage. Well, I get paid a percent, 80% of my standard pay. So. You know, it's not just a flat check of this amount, but yeah, if the government was paying me more than what my employer was going to be paying me, I think that would be a bit weird. But I think, yeah, I think Canada and America.
Well, I don't think I'm putting you into the bracket there of that sort of low income, whatever. But I mean, I was talking to a guy who owns his own business, and he had his daughter was supposed to come and comes every year and works for him anyway. Right. As a student, she's getting a stimulus check.
Really?
Yeah, she's getting a stimulus check, and he said, "Are you going to come work for me?" She's like, "I don't need to. Like, I'm getting this check from the government for whatever. Why would I come and work for you, Dad?" You know.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. The real capitalists aren't very happy, right, about some of the about what our socialist government is doing.
Fucking socialist liberals. What, making sure people don't starve?
Yeah, taking care of people.
What fucking assholes, eh?
Yeah, I know. There you go. Anyway, let's not go too far into that and start moving into that side of the argument. God forbid we take care of people. Anything else for the week?
Did a bit of moving around my office room, my office, inverted commas office. It's my game room, really. But Mrs. has been working from home, so she's been working in the back room, which is So then she started banging on about, can we do something with this back room? The walls are shit. I was like, oh, fuck. So, well, we best move you out of the fucking back room then, eh? So I've been moving stuff around in my room today to try and get her back in a big, decent office situation, which means I can move my stuff around as well. I wanted to order a new desk from IKEA, but fucking no delivery slots available. I was like, what are you on about? It was the other day. But they're opening up again next week or something, 1st of June. So I guess the queue for that place is going to be absolutely insane because no one's been allowed to go to IKEA for about 2 months. I went to the tip today. That was fun.
Oh, wow. Was there queues for that?
That we had to book a slot for the tip. My slot was between 10:30 and 11. Got into the tip about 11:20 because it was a massive queue.
Yeah.
So I think they're a bit behind there. But yeah, well, it's only like half the amount of cars as there are now that are normally in there and stuff like that. But good to get rid of a load of old shit. And so next week, I've got next week off work. Yay!
Cool.
Lou's off for a few days, so we got to fucking tackle the back room. I've got some hardcore base coat paint to go on the walls because it's a bit shit and the walls in there.
You know the score.
Lots of mini cracks all along the plaster and stuff like that. So we're going full on decorate the back room.
Nice. We had.
Color we're doing it yet, but.
Well, you could just do one wall just for the video calls and then.
I'll do a green screen. Yeah. Green wall.
Yeah.
Our patio is progressing. We had 3 cubic yards of gravel. I'll call it gravel for whatever. 3 cubic yards of gravel. It's not hardcore. It's called, what do they call it? HBP, which is, now we're going down. Here we go. HBP landscaping. What is it?
So what's this? But your base.
High performance bedding, it's called.
Right. Ooh, that's okay. High performance. Yeah. High HPB, that would be then, surely.
Yeah, it's in limestone aggregate. Anyway, so we got 3 cubic yards of that delivered. We moved a fair amount of, I must admit, we moved probably close to a third of it on the Saturday just after it was delivered. And I was destroyed. Oh my God, I'm so unfit. I don't know. I hit a wall three very cubic quickly. Yards.
What's that? Is that like 3 tons?
3 cubic meters.
Probably about 3 tons ish, I would say.
Yeah.
It's probably a ton in a cubic yard or a cubic meter.
Yeah, maybe. But then we finished it off on the Sunday. Yeah, on the Sunday. So that down.
You and the missus.
Actually, the neighbors helped on the Sunday, so that was nice.
Oh, okay.
They're all big into fitness, so they've used that as part of their fitness routine, hoiking it back and forth. I was like, be my guest.
I'm just going to sit here and play some PUBG for a while.
And so that's good. So it's nice that that's progressing, and we're looking at the patio stones next. So we're getting there.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, good. Anything else?
I've got one more thing. Did anybody... I put on the document my cryptic picture.
Yeah, so Beaker. No, that's not Beaker. That's Scooter. E-Scooter.
E-Scooter. Hey!
Oh, no.
So I've ordered, it's my daughter's birthday in a week or two. And going with the outdoorsy, and we're allowed outdoor a bit more, and we want to be a bit more fitter and go places. I've ordered some e-scooters for us all.
How does that make you fitter?
I was just like, this is funny because we were walking right down the canal towpath the other week. And obviously at the time you were allowed out for exercise and that was basically it, apart from going to the shops or not. And some bloke, we had a few people come past on pedal bikes, a few people smoking a few joints as they cycled past.
What?
Yeah.
The devil's lettuce?
Yeah. And then some guy, he's like, we see him in the distance. I'm like, he's moving pretty fucking quick, isn't he? And he comes on, he's on like an electric scooter. I was like, he zips past us as we're all fucking jumping the bushes. I'm like, I'm not sure that counts as fucking exercise, to be honest.
So what I'll say about us is they're not like very powerful. They're more of an assistance more than an actual full on e-scooter. They're what are they? 250 watts.
I thought you were going to say horsepower for a minute. I was like, fucking hell, that's getting some.
Nice.
So they'll keep you going at a decent lick, but anything uphill, you know, you need to assist. And they've got like... Going to have to scoot. But part of what it was is we don't really go out to go walking. We do our sort of local bits. And we've done every single sort of hour and a half, 2 hour round circuit of where we are now. And we're getting a bit bored of...
Getting a bit fed up with it, yeah.
Yeah. So we thought, right, these have got like a 15-mile range on them. So we thought, right, let's get us out a bit quicker to other places and do other circuits and stuff like that. So, and now we're allowed to actually go out and go traveling. And I thought, you know, well, there's some really nice country parks or cycle lane places that we can all go on. And
you could go to Milton Keynes.
We could go to Milton Keynes. So the weird thing is about e-scooters, they're not strictly legal in the UK.
You're not allowed them on the road and you're not allowed them on the paths either.
That's
like,
right.
It's this weird thing. Like, yeah, great, thanks. What's the fucking point of that then?
So... to be honest, it's like a ancient law about having a powered vehicle, a non-taxed powered vehicle on the road and on the footpath. If you're not allowed it, but these are power assisted, so they're kind of a grey area because they're not specifically.
It's the same here. The law hasn't really caught up. Like, we were walking the dog and last year, or I was walking the kids, and there's some guy zipping around on his like electric bike. Right. I called him out on it. I was like, dude, what the hell, right? Like, he's going fair clip, right? He's like, it's fine, it's all legal, it's no problem. And I think I said to him, like, there's no motor vehicles allowed on the pathways. And he's like, it's fine, it's not covered under that. I'm like, technically, you're probably right, you ginger twat. Right, okay. And bright shock, red hair. Sorry for other people who have red hair, but whatever. But that's what I remember about the guy. He's just very punchable too.
Clearly.
But I'm like, first of all,
electric bike, to be fair.
Yeah, but like, you know what, dude? You're going at a clip. I'm walking with kids here, right? You hit a kid, it's going to be bad. Right?
Yeah.
And second of all, whatever the law is an ass in this one. It's motorized, right? Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, on ours, and they're not going to be much more than sort of, they're probably going to be sort of jogging or you know, slight running pace. They're not going to be, it's not going to be 30 mile an hour down the path. Yeah. I have seen people on these proper big e-scooters going around, like talking like, 1,000 or 1,500 watt things doing near on road, like road speed on the path, going bombing past, and that's just silly.
Well, this week we had a guy, local guy, got pulled over on the road. He was doing 43 miles an hour, and the cops were just like, I don't think so, right?
What, in a 30?
It'll be a 50. It'd be a 30, 50 right. kilometers or whatever, but that's a fair clip.
On what?
I think you know how they got him was he'd taken the pedals off because they and he was just like, no pedals, that means you're not like assisted. So it's going back to what you were saying, and they just hammered him for it. So,
About a
moped,
an e-cycle,
an electric, electric bike sort of thing. Yeah,
have you seen these? Like, I see someone going around town, she's got like an electric skateboard thing. It's like bigger than a normal skateboard, but it's just like it's got like some sort of control,
a
remote control. She fucking zips around on that, and I'm like, it looks fucking dangerous. I've got to be honest.
Yeah, I think they're really long ones. They're like mountain boards. They're specifically designed to go downhill, down like mountain roads. But companies have been putting motors on them, and you can. There's a like a radio controller that you use for the speed that you have in your hand. Yeah, they look absolutely crazy, but this tiny little wheel, I could easily see you completely spank it.
Don't look so cool then, do you, on your skateboard?
broken arms.
So when are you getting those then?
They're going to be arriving on Tuesday. There's some assembly required, it's very, very vague. It's basically just putting a battery in, screwing
order like 50 AAA batteries.
It's a really long, it goes down sort of where your handlebar is, the tube that goes down to the front wheel is like the neck of it. It goes down there and it connects on, and you've got like a little thumb. A thumb accelerator, and you got a front and back brake as well.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah. I'll give you my reviews of them, and if I've broken another bone.
Dave's broke his ankle.
Be safe. Be safe, Dave.
Nah, they'll be fine. You know, I've looked into it. Should be good. Should be good.
Good. Okay. right, let's move on to the tweets and the emails. So Stuart Cullen, friend of the show, has said, with Serious Sam 4 not being released on current generation consoles until next year because of Stadia exclusivity, what damage will this have on the Serious Sam brand and to the fan base? And furthermore, is Stadia finally starting to capitalize on the situation? Are they?
Yes.
It's like a marriage made in heaven, isn't it? No one gives a fuck about either of them.
I've played Serious Sam in the past. It's too frenetic and hectic for me, but I can see that. I'm sure there's a people will be looking forward to this. It's a long time since we've had a Serious Sam game, I think, isn't it?
Is anyone really interested in Serious Sam? Like,
there may be. I don't know. I think the
seems
big thing,
like a pretty niche thing to me.
Yeah. When did Serious Sam 3 come out? Serious Sam 3.
It was like Doom 64.
It's nearly 10 years ago, 2011.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I don't know what damage it's going to have to the brand. I don't think this is a game you want to be playing on Stadia with the latency. Maybe I'm wrong. Might be okay.
I'm sure they'll be, you know, accounting for all of that when they make it with all of their money that they've made from Stadia.
Well, of course, right? Yeah,
they'll make it good then.
Yeah, they'll take that sweet Stadia money, and then look, 9 years since anyone saw one. I didn't even know that this was happening, so I don't think it's big news.
Yeah,
and it'll be $5 on a Steam sale before we know it. So
huge grab for Stadia,
massive.
Yeah, not quite Call of Duty, is it? There we go.
Yeah, somebody posted the Eurogamer link here.
Yes, there's like
thousands of enemies on the battlefield.
Yeah, so maybe that's, you know, something that could only be achieved with the power of Stadia. I'm assuming will be in the blurb. But and then a year later, it'll come out on everything else and be exactly the same or better. So, Devolver. I didn't realize it was Devolver Digital.
Yeah, there's something here. They're talking about the Legion system. I don't know what that is. It looks mental, just as mental as I'd expect a Serious Sam game to be.
Oh, I have never played one, so
yeah, they can give you a headache easily. It's full on. Yeah. That's about it for Serious Sam.
They are capitalizing on their situation of. Yeah, no one giving a shit.
Maybe. Jay sent us an email saying, what scenes of what films do you remember laughing so much that it hurt?
I can't think of any, to be honest.
I'm struggling to think of films. I don't know if I just don't watch that many funny films.
I think my favourite comedy is... Young Frankenstein with Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. I remember watching that a long time ago. I think I've only watched it once and I have no recollection of what happened at all.
Either that or Spaceballs.
Oh, so you are a bit of a Mel Brooks fan there, eh?
Yeah, I do. He is my kind of comedy.
I have a Blazing Saddles poster next to my
desk. Oh, fucking, hang on. That scene round the fucking fire when they're all farting in Blazing Saddles.
Right up your alley, isn't it?
Actually fucking crying laughing watching
it. Yeah. Oh, it's such a quotable film.
At a great
film.
Age. Yeah.
Such a quotable film.
The sheriff is near. What? Yeah, well, let's not say that. Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
But, I was trying to think. I mean, there's lots of comedies that I have a very soft spot, favorite comedies or whatever. But actually, I do remember there was a certain time back around university time when I sat down to watch The Empire Strikes Back, absolutely munted. And I mean a level of munted that most people don't ever get to. And I'm not going to go into much more detail about that. Let just suffice to say that it was possibly one of the most fun and hilarious experiences of my life watching The Empire Strikes Back. That out of my tree. It was amazing. It was amazing.
I can't even begin to imagine what that must be like.
Oh my God, it was hilarious. Like just when he was on this tauntaun, like, it was just one of those things where I had taken myself out of the realm of being able to believe what they were trying to spoon feed me. And I just saw that Luke was on the back of just a terrible creature, like puppet thing. Like that's what it looked like to me, just as clear as day. Like I was in the studio shooting it. It was just brilliant. Just brilliant. Yoda is a puppet. Let's not forget that.
There have been quite a lot of puppets in the old Star Wars trilogies.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's just brilliant. They just deliver on every level. I'm sure I had something else that I was going to that I was trying to remember as well, but I can't.
It's not a film, but I always remember absolutely crying at an episode of Red Dwarf when I was probably a bit older than when I watched Blazing Saddles, but. The White Hole episode of the fucking
Yes, that's what I was just thinking of.
Absolutely fucking buckling at that for ages.
I did remember one. Actually, I remember what it was now. I was on a plane, and I think it was a combination of the fact that it's very funny, but also that I was on a plane and very aware of, like, you know, when you're not, like when you're in school and you try not to laugh or something like that, which makes it doubly worse. And it was the scene in The 40-Year-Old Virgin where Steve Carell is having his chest waxed. I don't know if you've seen it or remember.
I've not seen it.
Oh my God, I was just in tears on the plane. Just in tears. Trying not to laugh my balls off.
So when you watch a film on a plane, does everyone, like, if you choose to watch a film, does everyone get to see the film at the same time? Or do you like...
I don't do long haul.
Don't get to watch films.
It's not
last
the 70s,
time I watched
man.
Anything on a film, it was fucking Only Fools and Horses.
It's changed, Neil. It changed over time. There, I mean, back as when I can remember, back when I was a wee kid flying, you know, you'd have the screen. They'd put this air. The attendants would pull the screen down, right, and then they would show the film, and everyone would watch it.
Screen, like the shittiest cinema ever.
No, this is what you can, and not only that. You didn't have headphones. You had something that plugged into your seat where the speaker was in the armrest of the seat and it was piped up to your head, up to your ears through like tubes. That's like the earphones where they were tubes, right? And then slowly you've had these progressions where like they actually had proper headphones or whatever, or like it would still be one screen for all, like this, you know, we're going to be showing our main feature after we've served this, what we loosely call food, right? But now it's all like you have most flights anyway, like certainly on transatlantic or whatever. And most, they're catching up on most planes. They're like all individual screens on the seat in front of you, right? Touch screen, choose your movie, watch what you want to watch, right? Tons to choose from. It's great. It's brilliant. It's best. It's brilliant.
Yeah, we don't really have that in the UK unless you're going either somebody's very fancy or you go in long haul. If you go in short haul, which includes like about a 4-hour flight to Egypt, that they still class
Egypt's got to be further than 4 hours, surely.
I think it's about four hours there, five and a half back. But I remember going, I think I'm pretty sure it was Egypt, and it was like, hang on, this isn't a local flight. Why are we still got on like the shitty no? It's like, oh no, it's outside of the thing, but on the way back it's not. So we use the same planes. It's off. You got completely conned by Thompson thinking it was a problem. Yeah. But yeah, we don't have all that fancy stuff for local.
Don't fly far enough.
No.
For it to watch a film.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah,
you have to Spain, be doing it. It's like, oh, I've missed the last fucking hour of what's the fucking Hollywood run?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, when you put it like that. Yeah, I mean, I'm usually doing the going across the Atlantic, or if you'd go, like, nowhere's close, right?
There's no such thing. Well, even if you're going to America, though, you know, you still spend a couple of hours in the air, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Matt, friend of the show, has said, hi, guys, what's your most expensive gaming item bought and no regrets? I don't sure that he means no regrets. He says, I paid £600 for a Philips CDI, which was DVD gaming, allowing FMV, full motion video, I guess that is, with real speech. Controller was rubbish, and so was Zelda. Still have it in the garage. So has he got regret? I think he means he's...
I don't think he has regrets about that, because whatever he got out of it. Like, £600 back in those days was... That was fucking, like, you could buy, like, 3 SNES games for £600. It was like, that was a fucking chunk of cash to bunk on something that was completely new and unproven and all that sort of stuff. But DVD was it DVD? Fucking hell, I thought it was CD.
Yeah, why? He says Philips CDI, yeah, which was DVD gaming, but...
I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
Yeah, I do remember that was like Mega Drive time, when, you know, everything was like, you buy a cartridge and it was like a fucking £100 game and all that sort of shit. So
yeah, that's true.
I very nearly bought a Jaguar when they first came out.
That would have been a massive regret.
Yeah, and it was only because my parents was like, you're not using your savings on a computer console.
Thank your parents forever.
Because that was about £500 and the games were about £100 each, if I remember correctly.
So what, with Zelda was on the... Was it Zelda as in, like, these?
There was a CDI Zelda, and it's dreadful.
Yeah.
That, I'm not even funny. That controller, as inverted commas, looks just like a remote control. It's not even a controller, is it?
I can say with hand on heart, I don't have many regrets about hardware that I bought. Games, yeah, definitely.
I think I'm the same. I mean, every time I've bought a piece of hardware, if I haven't liked it, I've ended up selling it. I don't think I feel like I've been burned by anything. Most expensive is probably my PC, but I don't think that really counts.
You don't regret that, though. That's money well spent at the end of the day.
I sort of lump it in the category, because I really did buy it because of PUBG. I built it because of PUBG, but at the same time, like, I had a gaming computer before then, so it was a, you know.
I suppose the only thing is my Oculus Rift. I was going to say my full use out of it. Like, I keep it around, and the missus is like, "Oh, you're going to sell that?" You know, and I'm like, no, I might use it again. And
have you played Half Life? Both of you could have played Half Life, Alex. Why haven't you two got on that?
Because still could on sale.
Okay.
You know, we've paid £100 for a piece of hardware, but not willing to spend like £30 for a piece of software.
Yeah.
When was the last time I paid £50 for a game?
No, I just know that Stu Fowler said it was a game changer.
I have been tempted, I'll be honest. But now I'm a bit like, because I've got my main decent PC in a place where I can't play video, like virtual reality, my old decent PC, inverted commas, is my VR game PC, and I'm like, yeah, but I'd be playing it going,
You'll be there on Wednesday.
So, I'm a bit like, I'm kind of torn in that respect, but I have been tempted to go just fuck it and buy it and play it. But at the same time, the whole fucking family is all around me at the time. I'm like, I don't want to.
Oh, man, not though. Oh,
what are they doing around here? I can't believe that.
It's just when you start smacking your kids around the head on
next thing you know, I'll be on fucking some Snapchat video or something on my daughter's Snapchat and I'll be looking like a right dickhead.
Playing of you, and you'll be, you know, you'll have a soundtrack behind you, and
exactly. I'm not too sure. I wait until everyone's fucked off out of the house before I play a VR game in any sort of, like, especially a game like that, where I might be literally jumping around and fucking ducking down behind things, looking like a right idiot.
But I think that's half the problem for me is that because it excludes you from the real world so much. And at the moment, we're all stuck together.
That sounds like a good idea at the same time.
But I don't know. I think I have a pressure on me to be in the real world. And present. And, you know. And so, yeah, that's why I haven't jumped on mine. I think as soon as they're out, you know, the miss at work and little ones at school, like, and I've got a couple of hours to myself in the house on my own, I'll set it up and I'll still jump on it. But while they're around, I don't want to be not present.
Accidentally twatting them in the face as they walk past. Oops, sorry. Shit, really ruined what I was doing. Fuck there.
No, that's why I haven't jumped on mine since I've had a new computer, really.
I don't regret buying my VR because I've definitely played it enough. To justify the money on it, but I've definitely played it and enjoyed it and had a good experience out of it. I did think, my Atari ST was the one I fucking regret most.
Really?
Yeah, because everyone had the fucking Amiga, didn't they? And I bought the Atari ST.
Mug.
And everyone else had the Amiga and was pirating games like out of fucking, like, no one ever paid for a game on the Amiga. And I was like, I only had about 3 games for my Atari. So that was the worst thing I ever bought, I'd say.
Mm.
But I don't regret my VR. I do. I could have played it more, but I don't feel like I've not had my. It was only £400 at the end of the day. You know, what's that? It's like a great games console. I've definitely played a good few couple of hundred hours at least.
Yeah.
On my VR.
So. I don't think I have any regret for the consoles, not that I can think of. I even bought a Wii U and I enjoyed what I played on the Wii U, and then I sold it after a while when I knew it was running it. I knew it was on the downslope for its life, so I ended up selling it and bought a Xbox One with. So.
Yeah. It was a bit of an upgrade from the Wii U, wasn't it? I had a Sega Saturn, which was kind of a bummer. It was good at the same time. I had a few games, like Virtua Cop. You played arcade games, like, on your Sega Saturn. That was about it. But Virtua Fighter, Virtua Cop, and Sega Rally were about the big 3 games I remember having on my Sega Saturn. But after that, it was like, I don't know how long after, but the PlayStation came out and just fucking destroyed it. And it was like, that's quite good, really.
Shitloads
of quality games and...
Yeah, I've generally been pretty well informed on my gaming purchases. I've definitely bought things I've regretted, but I bought games I've regretted, but let's not go there. That's a whole other conversation.
But you can refund most of them these days.
Oh, God, I am never, ever going to get over buying Battlefield Hardline. That is going to haunt me to the day I die.
That wasn't that bad.
We've had this conversation before. Let's not go there.
The multiplayer was decent on that game. The single player was stupid as fuck. But the multiplayer was decent.
Andy Cox sent us a tweet.
No debate.
Andy Cox sent us a message. Hi, all. Oh, by the way, Matt says, keep up the good work, boys. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it a lot. Really do. Andy Cox says, hi, all. Just a quickie tonight. Apart from your recent competition win, What are some of the best freebies you've received, be they through work, friends and family, etc.? Keep well. Cheers.
Prior to my recent win, the last thing I remember winning was a fucking car wash sponge from Halfords when I was about 12.
Nice. Nice. That's the sort of thing you never forget.
Clearly, because that was a long time ago.
We won a free ticket on the lotto the other day.
Ooh. Jesus. Be still, my beating heart. We got a sponge and a free lot. You must know some people to get some old backhanders. Hey, oh, there's a little something to grease the wheel, eh? No?
What, some back of the lorry stuff?
Yeah, sure. No. It doesn't necessarily have to be like unlegit. I don't know. Like freebies. I'll tell you what came up today. There was one thing that came up today, which was a friend. I was checking online this company we buy a load of stuff from. And I said, checking through the system today on that. And I noticed they had an order. And I realized the guy I work with had placed an order for enough stuff with this company that he was getting a free pair of AirPods. Hang on a second. I was like, you getting a pair of AirPods from these guys? He goes, yep. He goes, I placed enough of an order. I'm getting a pair of AirPods. Now, my immediate gut reaction was to go, why am I getting fucking AirPods? Right? But then I sort of kept my cool and I played it cool because I didn't want him to see that I was, the green monster was on my back going, where are my iPods? I want iPods, right? But as I was talking, I was going, oh, that's pretty good. Hey, isn't it? That's all right. I realized that even if he had said, I got to place another order, do you want some iPods? I go, yeah, of course I do. Just send them over, right? But really, the whole thing was dampened by the fact that I don't want a pair of iPods. I really don't want a pair of iPods because I just don't want to look like a guy who has a pair of iPods. I don't know. Does that make me a bad person?
Are you just like not wanting wireless?
No, because every time I'm that shallow, this is how shallow I am, right? And it is shallow, right? But I don't see many people with AirPods. Sometimes you see the odd kid who has AirPods or whatever like that around. But when you travel and go to the airport, that's when you see people with AirPods. And I just fucking look around.
If you had a different brand that was slightly different looking, then you'd be like, check me out. I haven't got your shitty AirPods that are common as muck. I've got these exclusive things.
Yeah. Exactly. If something's popular, I really don't want to be part of the crowd that likes it. I'm just that sort of asshole. Right? I recognize that in myself.
Because I ain't going to buy AirPods because I ain't got no iPhone. So I feel like they're a fucking overpriced garbage. But there was some review on some Cambridge Audio like in earbuds things that I was contemplating purchasing at the very beginning of like the whole lockdown thing. But I was like, it's only like £100, but it was supposed to be really good. And I was like, but at the same time, they were £100. And I was like, I might need that £100 to buy some fucking beans or something. So I didn't ever buy them. There's alternatives to AirPods out there.
Yes, there is. Cheaper, better.
They aren't as expensive and may even be better.
I mean, in terms of freebies, I mean, I love a good meal on company dime. I got to admit, I really do.
I suppose that's the best thing freebies I've got. I've with my job, with my previous job, I've got to travel.
Yeah, traveling's all right.
Traveling, staying over places, you know, decent meals.
Do you know what? Thinking back, I'm not sure it's quite a freebie. I was in the Air Cadets way back, obviously, because, you know, Air Cadets, it's like a child thing.
Yeah, we know. You told us you were in the Air Cadets, but what was the story? Why did you tell us you were in the Air Cadets?
I don't know. I told you about going to the gunnery range for the US Air Force Base, where they flying in.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Shooting at targets. That was pretty cool. But I did go gliding for fucking nothing, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I'd like to go gliding.
It's fucking mental. It's fucking mental. That was, when he fucking hurtled us towards the earth at like 100-odd miles an hour with no engine, you're like, fuck. He opened the little tiny 2-inch square windows, and it was like, Jesus Christ, that's fucking loud. And then like pulled us out of the dive, and I felt like I was just falling through the fucking seat.
Nice. Like,
in a glider, he goes, yeah, just pulled about 3G there. I was like, 3 G's? That felt about fucking 10 G's. But obviously, you know, in a glider, 3 G's is quite a lot, I would suggest.
I would imagine 3 G's is quite a lot anyway, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I was like, 3 G's? I didn't really think about it till after. I was like, 3 G's, that's quite a lot, you know, in a fucking glider, no suit or nothing, just fucking sitting there. No, nice. Engine, no shit. So, yeah, gliding's pretty cool. If you know someone who knows what they're doing.
Okay, cool. Andy, thanks very much. Appreciate it. Keep well yourself. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing.
Do, 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 do.
What we've been playing. Who would like to start? Anyone keen to start?
I'll go first.
All right.
It's nothing new, unfortunately for me. Lots of COD, lots of Call of Duty. Haven't done the finished Battle Pass yet, but I need to do it in the next couple of days because it's driving me nuts.
Got a week left.
Huh?
Week and a bit left, isn't it?
Week and a bit left, is it? Okay. Oh, I'll get that done then.
You'll get that done, no worries.
It is, for me now, it's more of a chore. Like, it's like, I need to get this Battle Pass done, like 100% it. And it's dragging on me a little bit. So I know I need to do it, but
yeah,
that's what.
Don't have to do it, though.
Have to do it, but I know.
You feel like you might feel like you failed if you don't do it.
Yeah, that's it.
I've done it.
You were failing. I've been, as I said earlier, I've been playing some more Stellaris.
You own this, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
this was on a freebie last weekend, wasn't it? I think
it was. No, I own it, and I've got quite a lot of the DLC for it as well. I started a medium sized galaxy and a normal number of sort of AI opponents and stuff like that, thinking I don't think I've ever gone through a whole game and finished it from start to finish, because there is a maximum date time, and there's also, you know, the maximum you could take over or die, and I don't think I've actually finished a game of Stellaris ever. So I thought, right, I'm definitely going to finish this, and I still haven't finished it, and I've played about 15 hours of it in the last week or so, and it's one of those, it's a one more turn game that, yeah.
Or is it turn based?
It's kind of turn based. There's lots of things that you can break into turns, i.e. On the tick of every month, because it's a basically it follows a number of years, and on the tick of every month there's a sort of economical you get your money allowance, and then, but all your moves are on day based, and there's the thing that, oh, I'll just do one more thing, I'll just do one more thing, I'll just sort of send the ship here, or just finish this battle, or and things like that, that, yeah, just sort of keeps you going. So I'm still playing that. Hopefully I'll sort of sweep that under the rug end of this week.
So I told you earlier, there's a mobile version.
Yeah, I know.
Which I've downloaded.
I'm not sure I really want to look at that, because, yeah, I could be just sitting in bed all night playing that. And then the last thing is I finished the XCOM Chimera squad.
Yes, you survived. And
Properly,
you survived.
Yes.
To finish the game.
Yeah. So I think last time I spoke, I don't think I spoke about it last week or the week before. I realized I was on the final mission a little while ago. And I tried it once or twice with my normal squad, and it just wasn't happening. And I put it down. And then I saw there's a story randomly came up on my feed about the final mission, or beating the final mission. It had been like some people have been saying it was too hard, and yeah, like I was using the complete wrong squad for it.
Right.
There's an optimal sort of build of and people to use, because the way they've made the mission, it doesn't quite suit one or two of the people, or two, at least two of the people that I was using. So I swapped my squad around, played it, finished it. I think I picked that up half price, and it was
It was ridiculously cheap when it was like £7.50 or something when it first came out.
Yeah, so I can't remember.
So, you're saying you have the wrong squad. Do you have multiple? Like, I've only really played the original XCOM a little bit. So do you have like the same like thing? Your persistent characters, and if they die, they're fucking dead, and all that. Sort of
no,
stuff.
No. So with Chimera Squad is you get a choice of, so you have four characters who are sort of pre-built in their respective roles, already given to you, and as you play through the story, you get the opportunity to take on four other characters as well, and they're all specialized in their roles already, and they're actually characters, they're not just blank slates, so they actually have a story, and you know, everything like that. The XCOM Chimera Squad is it's not like XCOM 1 in that you get given these characters and then you sort of build upon them and tell them what, like how to upgrade and stuff. These characters are sort of pre-made, and when you actually die, you don't, one of the characters doesn't actually die at all. No, you don't lose them. So it's basically a story focused.
So it's quite different then, really.
Yeah. But yeah, so I finished that. So I was quite proud of that. Put that to bed. That was a nice little game for £7.
Yeah. Mm. That's good.
And that's about it.
Cheap in places, I think, aren't you?
Oh yeah, you'll be able to get cheap places, but yeah, that was my week of gaming. Really, I've just not had time to play games, to be honest. I've just been busy, just doing stuff and
sleeping till like 12 o'clock.
Sleeping. Just
shopping for scooters.
Yeah, shopping for scooters.
Baking.
Baking, you know, just keeping busy, just keeping the
fair enough.
Happy and watching crap on telly that I don't really want to watch, but I kind of, she gives me a look if I'm on the computer and she's sitting in there in the other room alone for about 4 hours. So,
in the other room, you need to shut that door. So she can't give you the link, which is in the other room. What should do?
So Neil, then go on. We'll let you go. Then I'll break. I'll do a bit between your games and the news.
Cool. Okay. I've played a load of Call of Duty and been told off for swearing far too much at Call of Duty, because it feels like since I have progressed towards the end of the Battle Pass, I've become quite shit at the game. Or I'm getting into games with lots of good people because I'm just dying a lot.
Right.
Getting a bit fed up with it, going, fucking. Either that or there's loads of cheats, which is probably the truth. Loads of cheats. So, yeah, I don't really talk about too much. I said last week I bought Hades on the Epic Store because it was on the cheap with my voucher for Fiverr.
Cheap.
So I had a little dabble at that. I ain't played loads of it, but played a good 2 or 3 hours the other day. So it's by Name Escape.
Oh, this is the one that was by the same people who did,
what's it called?
Bastion and Transistor.
Yeah, Bastion and Transistor.
Supergiant.
Called? That's the one. So yeah, similar mechanically and visually. Well, in terms of like the viewpoint, it's all for like isometric. And it's a roguelite. So you are progressing. Well, the idea, obviously, it's Hades. So you know what Hades is? I'm assuming most people know what Hades is. So it's like ancient Greek mythology type thing. you are the Prince of Darkness. I can't remember his actual name. It's ancient Greek and it begins with a Z, I think. So you're the son of Hades, and you are, for some reason, going to escape hell. That is your mission.
Or Hades.
Well, yes. Well, Hades is, you know, the man, the god, isn't he? So yeah. He's the brother of Zeus. And
Hades is hell as well, isn't it? Same time.
It's a bit. So, yeah. But generally, yeah, Hades is thought of as hell, but he is the god of hell, I guess. And he's the brother of Zeus, which is the god of gods. So it's all Greek mythology and all your power-ups that you might pick up through the game are based around other ancient Greek gods, like, and your weapons and stuff can be based on all of those gods. So you might have the bow, which is one of the Greek gods that is escaping me at the minute. It's related to archery. I can't fucking remember. Is that Artemis? I can't remember. So you can then upgrade. You'll get boons from like various gods as you play through. So you'll improve certain aspects of your game based on which god it is, like Poseidon, and you've got Ares, Artemis, Aphrodite. All of them basically will appear at some point, I'm assuming. And so you'll get boons and boosts to your powers based on those gods and what they do, or what they are gods of. So if you get a boon from Zeus, you've got like a dodge move, like your main attack move and stuff like that. And if you dodge sometimes, if you've got the boon from Zeus, you will strike lightning at your near opposition and stuff like that. And if it's a boon from one of the other gods, I can't remember which one, you will deflect some of the enemy's weapons back at them and it will harm them and stuff like that. So there's a lot of mechanics in the game. It's really, like, it's only an isometric game, but it's really quite nice to look at. And if you watch some videos of it, you'll see it's
It's still classed as early access, though, right?
Yes.
What is it on?
It's on PC.
Okay.
On Epic at the moment. I don't.
It's on Steam as well. Yeah.
So yeah, I'll say I paid £5.19 for this game on Steam. Epic. Sorry. And there is a lot to it, but I think that it's, like I say, it's early access, so technically it's not finished. So they keep changing things, and every so often, like I said, it's a roguelite, but when you die, which is what happens in these games, until you get strong enough or good enough to finish it, you will go back to your like hub world. There'll be some story beats. You can go and speak to people around this hub world. And in Hades, there's the mirror of something or other that you go to see. And that's where you purchase your permanent upgrades. So you'll get, I can't think now what the permanent, there's loads of different upgrades, because you'll get certain upgrades that will only last through your playthrough until you die. And then obviously there's other, you get the currencies that you build up. There's currencies that last while you're alive, and you'll come across Chiron, who's like death or something like that, equivalent in like ancient Greek mythology. And you'll be able to buy stuff from his shop. But whatever coin that you get that you could spend with him, when you die, you lose all that coin. But you'll collect another type of currency that then you can spend at the mirror to upgrade your character and make them stronger for the next playthrough. The usual rogue stuff. But yes, pretty cool stories. I've not had the same thing like happen twice in any playthroughs yet. Like the same sort of speech come through.
Right.
The first boss is usually, it seems to be like the same character to the first boss, and then I haven't actually got to the second boss yet. So, like, once you beat the first boss, you'll go to the new, like, world area, and obviously you've got to basically rise through the levels of hell till you escape hell. I've only done the first level boss, so it's a pretty cool game. Like, most of their games have been pretty cool. So, if you're into that kind of thing, if you've enjoyed Bastion, or if you... I don't know. I've never really played Transistor, to be honest. Didn't really give it a fair crack.
Neither did I, but I didn't really... That's because I really didn't like the start of it at all, so...
I can't really remember anything about it, but I have enjoyed what I've played so far of Hades. I will continue to play more and let you know how it goes. Don't know if I'll ever get to escape hell, but... Which is usually my story with roguelike games. I never get anywhere. But usually whatever I do play of them, I enjoy. But yeah, I don't ever fucking complete them because I'm too shit.
Yeah.
Played a bit of Ori 2 today. Basically because I've been looking at my Game Pass quest going, I need to play 3 Game Pass games this month. I should probably so I booted it up. I've booted it up a couple of times, actually. And I enjoy it when I play it. I just, I don't know. It's a nice game, hard at times, frustrating at times, but yeah, it's pretty rewarding when you do all right at it. I did a bit where I was just a bit lost about what I really actually needed to do to get past it, but I finally sussed it out, so it didn't take too long. It's just a bit annoying when you like... Thing is, if you played it constantly, it'd probably be better. Just to, like, play until you finish it. Rather than not play it for 3 weeks, go back to it and go, I can't fucking remember what I was doing.
Yeah, I always fall into that trap.
So I should probably just try and plow on with that and get it done, maybe. And the last game I played this week, I didn't play too much because my internet fucking died while I was playing it, was the new Amazon Games Studios, whatever they're called, game called Crucible, which is launched into early access on Steam. I think it's early access technically, because I'm sure it will change. So really, I've only played the tutorial, and it's third person shootery type game. It's competitive PvP, but well, I say that there's about three game modes at the minute, and the main game mode, I think, I haven't actually played against opposition. You're sort of playing... You know, have you played Gambit on Destiny 2? Where you sort of... You're playing against the environment. On Destiny, the thing is you get to suddenly invade the other oppositions to basically fuck up their progress. That's not a thing in Crucible, as far as I'm aware. This is confusing because Crucible is a game mode in Destiny. But Crucible is actually a game by Amazon.
I did see you playing that. I thought, is that was that Destiny or no? Okay,
no, it's the game, not Destiny, right? So, so I don't know. I'll probably go back and play a bit more of it to see what it's really like.
That's free to play, though. Couldn't we all download that and play it as a team?
Everyone can play. Everyone.
Oh, well, that's what we should do then. We should be giving it a go as a team, right?
See how it works out.
Yeah. What's it on?
See what it's all about. Steam. It's on Steam.
Yeah, we should try and commit to doing that. We could do with another team-based game to play.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely quite... I'm assuming there'll be all sorts of... There's like 8 or 9, maybe 10 different characters to choose from, all different abilities and stuff like that. There's the main guy that I picked. He was pretty straightforward. He was like a first-person shooter style. Like, you press left shift or click the left stick if you're on an old console, it's sprint. Whereas all the other characters, if you press left shift, they had a different ability. And I was like, oh, that's going to get a bit confusing. I'm playing lots of Call of Duty at the minute. I best just stick with the guy who's a bit like a shooter guy.
Yeah.
So they've all got different abilities. So it's interesting to see what that's really all about. Like I say, the one game I started to play fucked up. Because I played through the tutorial, and it looks nice, and it's probably not going to be everyone's cup of tea, so I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like free. The price is right, so maybe we'll download that and give it a crack.
It's something we all need to have a little bit of a bash at together, probably, to find out what it's really all about.
Yeah, I like it. I like a game where we're all working together, right? So
yeah, cool. So yeah, hopefully we'll actually get around to that rather than just never ever getting around to that, which is what normally happens when you say.
All right, let's try and I'll try and download it tonight.
Yes, 13 gig.
It's not the biggest, so it's not too bad. But yeah, it looks interesting. But yeah, I ain't really scratched the surface, I don't think, really.
Okay. Is that you done?
That is me done.
Okay. It's Remnant. Oh, Jesus, what's it called? Remnant from the Ashes.
From the Ashes, yeah.
I played that quite a bit more at the weekend. That's it. God damn it, that kicked my ass. Like, I got through...
Did it get hard?
It's hard from the start, that game. And I fight, and I don't know, I think by the time when I was talking to you guys, I was still plowing through this dungeon I'd found. Call it a dungeon. And I made it through to the end. So I was pretty pleased with that. It took me quite a few tries, but I made it through. And then it put me next into like almost like a boss dungeon. Oh man, that is just savage. Like I had go in, die, with I have no clue how to tackle that. Like and then I was listening again to, we forgot to give a shout out to Mark from the Dodcast, but he sent us a message saying he listened to the podcast. And so thanks, Mark. He was talking this week about playing it with some friends and how they were over and over and over tackling this, almost like a, what do you call it in Destiny when you're doing those, or like a raid, right?
Yeah.
Very similar. And, they really had to take their time and start to develop strategies with what they had. And he doesn't make it sound like that was easy. I mean, they did it and it's very rewarding to have achieved it. But I don't, I was supposed to play with a mate of mine and that hasn't happened. And I just think Remnant might be going on the back burner until it comes to PC. And
it's on PC, but it needs to go on sale.
Yeah, it needs to go on sale, right? Until we all have it.
Or it needs to turn up on PC Game Pass.
I also need friends who are going to be dedicated to get into it and heads down, how do we do this, right? You know, it's just, I don't think you can just be fly by night with it at all. So I still have it loaded up. Right now, I'd sort of think about playing it. I'm like, I don't know if I can handle it. So, I'm not sure. The jury is out on that right now. I'm not taking anything away from the game itself. It's just the nature of the game. I might not be at a point where I can crack on with it. I need your help, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
It's not long till the Steam sale.
Yeah. So, I'll talk about Animal Crossing quickly. I continue to be the main person in my house cracking on with Animal Crossing. The completionist in me needed to get to the credits, which I got to today. So my busy work paid off. We got KK Slider came in to do a concert on our island, so we all watched that today. I got the family around and made sure that they saw KK Slider.
Look what I've done.
I just didn't want them to miss the ending as well. And so that's, we saw the credits roll for that today. And so that opens up now, they've opened
now
up.
The real game begins.
Mm-hmm. Now they've opened up the editor. So, we can start landscaping.
So you're allowed to do that, are you?
Yeah, I'm allowed to do it. And, you still have to buy a lot of the landscaping tools. So like that still costs Nook miles. So I don't know. There's still work to do. How long I've achieved the goal. How much enthusiasm I'll have for actually landscaping is, we'll wait and see.
Doing your cross pollination.
I had a blue flower. Did I talk about the blue flower last week? I think the blue flower may have already. I don't know. I've been sort of putting some flowers next to each other and seeing if anything happens. Not much has happened. I feel like I've caught almost everything that's to be caught this season. I need it to turn into fall or winter to start catching some other stuff. It'll be interesting to see next week if this still has legs. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll be shocked if you've stopped playing it, because this is the game that people just play and play and play. This is like your Destiny 2.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like there's a goal. Like, if the goal now is to create like an island setting, that it'll be pretty good. I mean, like, I'm looking forward to actually what I want to do is I want to turf out everyone who's moved onto the island. So I got like 10 little animals walking around there. I want them all out. I want the land reclaimed. I've collected tons of dinosaur fossils, so I can create these massive dinosaur statues. I'd like to have a statue park. So I think I'm going to be mucking around with it for a little while. I just don't know how long that will last until it sort of loses its appeal. Like, I'm just.
So can you like reclaim land from the sea if you're on an island, or like main sort of coastline, the border?
I'm not sure how far, how much more you can go out in terms of an island. I have no idea. But I know like there is land, the ability to landscape and change a lot of the area that you already have. So I don't know what's available. We'll start figuring that out. But it's like, I haven't had a chance to try it yet. So we shall see. And I've also downloaded and been playing on Game Pass Golf with Your Friends.
Okay.
Not with us friends.
On Xbox or
on Xbox. Okay. So I've heard people mention this quite a few times, and so I saw that it came onto Game Pass this week. I was like, oh yeah, I definitely gotta download it. It's really, really baffling me, this game. So it's basically mini golf. So you fire it up. I've played 2 rounds, which doesn't sound like much, but you know, each round takes like an hour to do at least. And I'm passing, and we're doing couch play, so I'm passing the controller. My wife and I are playing together, cool. So that's pretty nice. And passing the controller back and forth. It just looks shitty. Like, I don't get it. Right. I really don't understand. And I'm not saying this in a bad way. There's a couple of things I don't like about it. Like, it's from Team 17. I'd expect it to be a lot more polished. Like, it just isn't polished. It looks like, and it could possibly be that some students have made it or whatever, and Team 17 bought it. And I don't understand, but I'm enjoying playing it. But it just looks janky. Some of the menu ways it works is janky. It looks awful, really, for something that's like this, a title for this generation.
It looks hard from what I saw of it.
And it's,
it looks like you're not necessarily sure what you really need to do.
Yeah, you can change some of the settings. So like, yeah, some of them, see, this is it. We played the first course, which is the forest course, and starts off pretty straightforward. And as you get towards the 16th, 17th, it starts to ramp up in some pretty weird and wacky courses, right? But then we hit the 18th hole, and none of us could do it. Like, none of us could legitimately finish the hole. We couldn't finish
it.
And I'm like, what am I missing here? Like, are we approaching this wrong? Are we missing some? And I haven't been able to find out, watching videos, YouTube, anything. I have not been able to find out how to tackle that hole. So I was recording like a decent score all the way through, pars, birdies, you know, the odd bogey or whatever like that, to be, have it totally ruined by the 18th hole, which really, really pissed me off. Like, but nobody,
because it didn't just tell it, it wasn't intuitive.
Nothing was intuitive about it. I just didn't understand how to complete that hole. Like, you'd have to try it to see what I'm talking about. And maybe I missed something fundamental, but I just feel it went from being like, we're having a decent competitive, like, this would be great, you know, stoner game when you're in university, passing the controller back and forth, like Worms was, right?
Yeah.
But it just went too batshit insane. And it was like, as well, then we played last night, we played the haunted house level. And like some of them are just off the wall difficult, which wrecks your score. You know, I don't know. Like, I think in terms of it being a challenge, like if you were to sit down and go, the challenge is to get through this. I get, okay, then that's what it is. I understand that. But as a sort of a couch, I'm playing against you. Let's just play a decent. It's too all over the shop. So I don't know. We're definitely playing more. Like I'll be able to, like there's tons of courses on there, but am I going to be faced with that every time? Like, and the problem is, as soon as something goes completely batshit insane and somebody records a score of 12, they lose interest in playing. My daughter was playing in the first round. She just lost all interest in it.
Yeah, of course.
And it just ripped the game apart from us. Like it was suddenly from all of us having fun. It was now a chore for one person. Mum and dad were suddenly like having to deal with a child who wasn't happy. It's just everything. But there are ways to couple of ways around that. Like we put a maximum shot. Yeah. Like we were recording 12s or 14s before I set it so that the maximum you could shoot on a hole was 6. Right.
Right. Yeah.
That's what we played last night. Right. Yeah. That's what we played last night. Except suddenly there are par fives. Well, if you bogey a par five or double bogey a par five and it slaps you with two penalty shots as well, if you do the maximum.
Right.
So now par fives, you're bogeying a par five, you get penalized. Now you lose two. So if, I don't know. It's just, I ain't happy with it. You know what I mean?
Maybe this should be paid money for it. Maybe this should be like a family friendly, like setting, or you know, an assistance where, you know, you're not saying a maximum shot, but maybe a maximum 3 over par, or
yeah, maybe that's there, and I haven't drilled down into the menus enough. Maybe I'm going to find some course. You know, I don't know. I need to play around with it more. Maybe I'm missing some courses that would be more suitable for us. But I don't know. But the batshit insane, crazy hard 18th hole on the first one really did rub me up the wrong way. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what that's about. Mm. You know. But it's not as though I'm not playing it and won't play it again. So I don't know what to tell you. It's got a little bit. It has got a little bit of magic. It looks shit. It really does. I can't even begin to, like, some pop parts.
It didn't look that bad.
Oh, dude, I don't know, man. Like,
well, you're playing on Xbox. I haven't watched it on Xbox, to be fair. So I can't believe it's that bad, though.
I don't know, man.
It was well cheap on Steam the other week,
but it's now cheaply made.
1.0, it was been in early access for ages on Steam. So, and now I think it's fully released.
It's a real mind bender of one. I don't really don't know what, like, half of me just thinks it's the worst thing I've ever played. The other half of me is like, well, we'll be playing it again tomorrow anyway, as soon as we get a chance. So I don't know what to tell you, right? It's weird. Very weird. So there you go. Golf with your friends. Go give it a whirl. I just
if
did
you've got
down.
Game pass, you don't not have to pay.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best way. And then
if
just
it was on PC Game Pass, I probably would have downloaded it and had a go.
Yeah. So watch this space as well, because I downloaded Fallout 76. I'm in the mood for playing Fallout game.
Okay. What?
Sorry, not Fallout 76. Sorry. That's wrong. Fallout New Vegas. I never finished New Vegas. I started it, but I.
No, I never finished it either.
And a lot of people rate it as one of the best ones. So
this was the guys that made, this is Obsidian. They made, they're renowned for great RPGs. Stories. So
I don't know if it's because I went on to New Vegas soon after I finished Fallout 3.
Yeah, that's what I did, I think.
I started it up, went, no, this isn't good.
This is too much of the same.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, could be. I think so. I think that's what it suffered from. So I'm looking forward to maybe going back and getting something out of that. We'll see.
Are you playing that then?
Xbox.
Was that on Game Pass, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, actually,
I think I bought it on Steam for about £2.
Yeah, I might even own it on Steam. I have no idea. Let's have a look.
There's loads of mods, I think, probably.
Yeah, some really good quality of life in Fallout New Vegas. Yeah, I've got it on Steam.
Oh, I don't have any Fallout games on Steam.
Oh, really? God.
Oh, yeah, I do have Fallout 3. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to give that a whirl. And then I also downloaded Moving Out, which I think that's going to be a similar
sort of... Is that on Game Pass?
That's on Game Pass, yeah.
Oh, my God. Game Pass is ridiculous.
I think that's on PC too, Game Pass.
Is it? Oh, maybe.
And I think that's going to end up being like an Overcooked type of thing.
It's okay. Similar, but not the same, isn't it?
Where you're supposed to like work together, moving people's stuff out of their houses or something. It just sounds the premise of it sounds amusing. So I'm going to give it.
Excuse me. Yeah, it is on PC Game Pass. Oh dear. That's Team 17 as well.
Yeah, maybe I should download it on Xbox Game Pass. We can all play too.
Mm.
So that's me.
Yeah.
All right. Let's crack on with the news then. Go on then.
Shit news time. Okay. First things first. So, Rainbow Six Siege. Everyone's heard of that, haven't they?
Mm.
So, my mum hasn't.
So for Frasier's mum, Rainbow Six.
Hopefully she's listening. It's a first person shooter, 5v5. Anyway, there has been a game apparently available on iOS and Android, which is a quote near carbon copy. I heard someone talk about this on Twitter, saying basically they saw this game and it was fucking exactly the same game. I haven't looked at any videos or anything, but so unsurprisingly, Ubisoft are suing Apple and Google for selling this game, which is a near carbon copy. Ubisoft insists the similarities are so great they cannot seriously be disputed, and Ubisoft competitors are constantly looking for ways to piggyback on R6 Siege's popularity and to capture attention and money of R6 Siege players. So, Area F2, should I have said that? Which apparently went on sale last month, describes itself on its storefronts as the first close quarters battle shooting game on mobile. Enables players to fight over ultra.
Oh man! Sorry, I popped a video up. That is dreadful.
Is it exactly the same game?
It's bad. And I haven't played Siege for a long time, and even I'm looking at that going, "Ooh, that looks familiar."
Yeah, doesn't it? Just
it goes with the remote control drone right at the start. The way
1v3 everything is exactly the
same.
That's
bad. That's just
how do people think they're going to get away with that?
I don't know.
I'm not sure why they're suing Apple and Google,
because they've allowed it, because it's gone through their certification process. I'm assuming. So, oh, yeah, that's legit.
Precious is
it's like... exactly the fucking same game.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've got an exception to that. I don't think that Apple and Google have got a responsibility for checking if games are similar to others, because 99% of the games on those platforms would be similar to others on those games.
This is really bang on Rainbow Six Siege, though, isn't
it? Yeah, I know, but you've got to have a very specific knowledge of gaming.
Of one of the most popular games in the world right now.
I don't know. Like, I'm sure that at some point Apple and Google have part of their terms of contract for being on their stores that it can't be copyright content.
Yeah, no, that's part of their the conditions, but I don't think they've got to check against that. I don't know.
Oof. So I think if Ubisoft comes along and says, you know what, you say that you're not allowing copyright content on, look at these two. I mean,
yeah, and they'll just palm them back straight back over to the publisher of whoever this game is.
Well, they've pulled them down, so
yeah,
like they're not up anymore.
No, I know. You know, once they've got a litigation against them and actually looked into it, yeah, that is similar. But you know, the amount of games.
Here's the meat of the matter now.
Do you think they should actually like check every game a against other games on their platform and other platforms?
I think it's the same as Steam, right? They have a, you know, Steam getting at the neck for allowing so much crap software on and all that sort of stuff. Or if you know, if they allow content that's dubious or inciting hate or whatever, yeah, they, you know, Steam has a responsibility, and Apple and Google, being the hosts of that software and being the ones who provide it directly to the customers
and take the money,
they're the store, right? So if you go to a store that's selling dodgy gear, that store should be liable for selling the dodgy gear, right?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you might not agree, but that's the way I would look at it. Yeah, I could see they definitely have a... I mean, but yeah, look at the video.
I'm not sure. Holy, I'm just smokes. Watching a video of Rainbow Six Siege. Am I just watching it right now? It's literally fucking crazy.
That's bad.
Right. What was next? Back to our favourite subject, Fortnite. You've heard of Christopher Nolan? I'm assuming.
Yeah, my mum hasn't, though.
Oh, is this your mum episode?
I don't know.
Is this episode going to be called Your Mum?
No. Yes. Thank you. You've saved me 5-10 minutes of sitting there scratching my head, being distracted. I'm going to spell it mom, though. M-O-M.
Yeah, mom.
Your mom.
No, Y-A. Yeah, mom. Anyway, so Christopher Nolan's got a new film coming out. It's all, you know, anyone who's got a film coming out who was supposed to be out in the next, well, previous month and God knows how long the next months is probably going, what the fuck are we going to do? Or what should we do? So Tenet is the new Christopher Nolan movie. They're showing the trailer in Fortnite, which started yesterday on the hour. I ain't watched it, to be honest. I ain't watched the trailer. I don't watch trailers. I like to watch films without knowing what the hell's going on. But subsequent to the announcement that they were going to show the trailer, they're going to show the whole fucking film in Fortnite, apparently.
Didn't we talk about that?
We didn't talk about something that was...
No, but we talked
about this thing was the next thing that was probably going
to
happen.
Yeah, that they would actually be, people would be able to watch full movies and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm sure we talked about it. It's just
been going from one crazy, just from being a video game into this whole new thing, which is not just a video game. So they showed the trailer apparently is available on the hour, every hour. At the moment, in the new party mode, whatever that be in Fortnite, which where they had their DJ set the other week, last weekend was that?
A couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Was it a couple of weeks ago? With, what's his name? Oh, whatever.
There was nobody can remember his name. Not us oldies.
Steve Aoki was it? Was it? I don't know. He's on there probably. Anyway, so God knows what's coming next. But now they've shown the trailer, and they're currently showing it every hour. Don't know when that stops. I don't know if it says anyway, but so the next announcement was that basically they're going to show the whole film in Fortnite, which is just fucking crazy.
Well, I'll give them their dues. You know, they're not hanging on their laurels on this, are they?
I don't know how you're going to pay for it or anything. Doesn't say anything about that yet.
God knows.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, maybe it's not the film. Oh, a host at a full length showing of a Nolan movie, not the new film. Okay. Clarifications. So there was no word on which film or when, but it's probably going to be Batman, I reckon. Batman Begins, wasn't it, this first one? Because you can buy the skin in Fortnite. So the trailer is still being shown at the top of the hour, every hour, all day. In the no combat part. Maybe it's time I fucking downloaded Fortnite just to watch some films.
Yeah, right. I need to check. Maybe Stan's still got it loaded up. Let's see what all the fuss is about.
Mm. So, yeah, it wasn't... Sorry, I thought I'd read it was going to be the...
No, yeah, people are... Not. Yeah,
people a think, Nolan movie. Yeah.
People think it's going to be Batman, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, anyway, even if that is that just that, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
What age rating is that?
Batman Begins. Yeah. I think it might. Is it a 12 or is it a PG? I think
it might be a 12. Don't know. The thing is, that's some pretty frightening bits in it.
It might be a teen rated game, despite all the 5 year olds playing it.
I was going to say, how are they going to... I know there's probably...
Yeah, the new film, Tenet, I didn't know what rate... It was when I read it, I was like, what rate is that film then? I don't know, because... You know, I think there's quite a lot of buzz about this new film, because it's been quite... sort of, not secretive exactly, but it's quite obtuse, any sort of information that's come out prior to this, as to what even the whole film is all about. It's quite a lot of unknown about this new film, other than who's in it and that sort of stuff, and the sort of the main sort of concept of the film. But yeah, it's quite secretive. Not secretive is quite the right word, but you know, it's not like well known exactly what. Not completely anticipated what's it going to be all about. And I've gone quite light on news this week, excuse me. So I talked about a game last week called Valorant, which has been fucking the hot shit for the last couple of 3 weeks on Twitch, and
don't have my invite.
No, well, you don't need one now because it's out next week. Pretty much 2nd of June is the full launch, with a new map, possibly a new mode, I believe they said, and an extra character available to play from launch. So this was the sort of, I don't know, Overwatch stroke CSGO mishmash game,
right?
From Riot Games, which is pretty... it's definitely going to be a big thing, I think. Like CSGO has gone from being quite popular, shall we say, to be the last sort of 6 months. It's been a thing for God knows how long, CSGO, and this is sort of, you know, Overwatch has been massively popular as well. So a mishmash of the two potentially could be pretty huge. It's quite competitive. Quite hardcore, and probably allows for a lot of expertise in sort of character play and stuff like that. So yeah, everyone will have the opportunity who has a PC to play from the 2nd of June. But hopefully you fuckers...
I'm planning to.
Cool. We best get on that other game that we were talking about a minute ago first.
Yeah.
Quick. Lastly, another game which has been massively hyped for God knows how long. Star Citizen, you may have heard of it, raised something like $250 million on Kickstarter to fund the game. It still hasn't come out yet. It's got a free to try for 11 days trial thing going on. Started today, yesterday. 22nd of May, and it's for 11 days. So you can pick from a certain faction, any ship in the game from a certain faction, and play what it's like, see what it's all about. I don't really know what the sort of how you get into it proper. I think this is a game you can pay a shitload of money to buy an actual ship.
Oh, it's not, yes. Eve,
but yeah. It can become quite expensive to get into this game. So, if you're slightly interested in playing this, it's worth probably downloading it and having a look. It's been quite controversial at times. Like I say, it's raised like $250 million and still not come out. And they keep, like, Mark Hamill was involved in something, however. The sort of story mode,
right?
There's all sorts of offshoots going on. Like, there's a first person mode, as well as the space combat type mode. Space, I don't know if it's elite type of game or what exactly, but it's pretty mega, and it just keeps kind of growing in scope. But yeah, it's one of those things that has been, I don't know when this first started coming out, but it's been talked about for a long time, as far as I can remember. And you can have a go. Every now and again, you're allowed to have a go on it for nothing. So for you've got until the 1st of June to create an account and have a little bit of a bash, if you also want to. Or...
Sounds like that might be up Dave's alley.
Maybe.
I've always kind of had an eye on it, but to be honest, the money aspect of it has always put me off. So...
It always looked expensive. I was like, yeah, it looks really cool. And then I was like, actually, it could cost me about £300 just to get in.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where I don't want to look at it in case I do want to buy it.
Okay,
I don't want to put the money in. I know there is ways of you know, buying it without paying for access to some of the ships early on, but... There's been ships been sold for like £10,000, which is silly money.
It's not like Eve Online, where you can spend thousands of pounds to get in and get stuff, and then all of a sudden just lose it all. I'm not quite sure it's a
quality. No, I wouldn't buy the ships that you always have access to them, but you will get access to the big ships and stuff if you play the game, but. The last I properly looked at it was about 3 years ago, and they're still talking about releasing the game, and they still haven't proper. So
yeah, it's crazy. It's been going on forever. Feels like about 10 years, but it's probably not.
So I don't know. I kind of came to the conclusion it was a big scam quite a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
controversial view. Maybe not the view of the Seal podcast, but. In my opinion,
you can have my vote, Dave. I don't care. Sure,
it's staying with you, mate. With the amount of monies and the fact that they've been promising this game being released, and you can buy specific access for these ships for thousands, if not tens of thousands of pounds, and it's like, what even is this? Is it just a spaceship simulator, or is it an actual game, or nobody seems to know, but
I don't think they've really decided what they're going to do.
No, I think the models of these ships and they're creating and are very good, and you know, it's the promise has been sold that it's going to be the most epic thing ever, and then but nobody's asked the question, well, what's epic about it? and they just shout ships. Ships are epic. Yeah. And, all right, take my money. I'm like, So, I know people that put money into it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how's that going?
Yeah. I haven't played it for about 2 years.
Yeah. I keep getting notified there's updates, but I can't bother to do them. So, well, that's like £300 well spent. So, nah.
A hard pass from Dave and a hard pass from me. I think
until it's an actual game, until there is something there.
Yeah. I think that's the thing that we were all waiting for. Is and now we're finished.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen. Although Terraria finished after 9 years of development, apparently. So you never know.
Yeah.
Yep, that was a big thing that was released this week, Terraria, for a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't know. I've owned it for fuck knows how long on Steam and never played it. So
no, I own it on so many things, and it's just not for me.
I've played it a few times for 10, 15 minutes, Terraria, but yeah, not for me. 2D Minecraft.
I don't think that's doing it justice, to be honest, that statement. No. The more I've heard now of Matt talking about it, and my son's interested in it, I think there's
it's expanded on it a lot since I've played. Yeah. But saying that, to be honest, I've been quite interested in playing Elite Dangerous again.
I've been seeing stuff. They've been having their fleet carrier beta at the moment. So
yeah.
How much cash you need to buy one of those things, though.
Yeah.
It's gonna be grinding trips to fuck knows where to fucking own one of those.
Yeah. And that was released 2014.
Mm.
So, well, end of 2014. So 5 years, 5 and a bit years. And that's still going very strong. Mm.
It's about time they sold some new content, probably.
Well, they had their Horizons, didn't they? That was the.
That's been a while, though, since that came out. It was only about a year after the first one.
Still very well supported game. I've put, and I know Neil as well has put hundreds of hours into that.
I ain't played it for ages.
No. Well, you went into playing it on VR for quite a bit, didn't you?
No. You were the one playing it on VR. I've never played it on VR.
Haven't you? Okay. I thought you did as well. I was playing mine on VR. And I had it set up and I had a program installed that I had Netflix playing on a screen in my cockpit in the game. It was fantastic because that was one of the things I missed because I used to do a lot of just trucking stuff between systems. I'd heavily manipulate the marketplace. I'd have Netflix on one screen and Elite Dangerous on the other. And I was like, oh, I really want to try this in VR. But I found out there was a program that you could have installed that would project your Netflix from your Google Chrome onto an area that you place in your cockpit and you could watch it in screen. And I spent hours doing that. And that was really good. I think there wasn't so many updates when I was playing. This was a couple of years ago. I think I just ran out of content. I'd done what I think my objectives have been done.
Mm.
And so I wasn't actually working towards anything. So I kind of just fell off it.
Yeah. Like Animal Crossing, man. What am I working towards now?
Yeah.
I need a job.
I have seen lots of people doing lots of different things with Animal Crossing, with recreating Mario levels. But thing with me and that is I'm not a creative person, so I can't actually think up of doing things like that, like using the world, because it's a sloped aspect on the, like, people have been doing really interesting things about with that and towards that.
Mm.
I don't have that creativity.
Yeah, and I don't know. We shall see.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we wrap it up then? I'm done. I'm dying for a pee.
I couldn't wait. I had to go.
I even noticed here, as Dave put in here about an hour ago, be right back, pee break. I didn't even know you'd gone.
No? Oh, okay. No.
So that's good.
We covered that really well.
Oh, that's nice. okay. Well, look, thanks very much for listening, everyone. We appreciate it as normal. I think we might have a week off next week. 3 on, 1 off. So we will confirm.
It's up to you, usually.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll see. Don't be surprised. But in the meantime, thank you very much, guys. Pleasure as always, and thank you everyone for listening.
Indeedy.
Cool. Thank you.
Ta-ra.
See ya.
Bye.